You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand is currently facing its highest number of whooping cough cases since early 2019, with 187 cases being reported in September, more than double the cases that were reported in August. The spike has resulted in Health New Zealand Te Whatu Ora to say that Aotearoa is on the cusp of a national outbreak. Asthma and Respiratory Foundation New Zealand has since called for urgent action regarding the concerning rise in the infection. I spoke to the Chief Executive of the Foundation, Letitia Harding, about the rising cases and how we can tackle whooping cough. Recently, Health New Zealand Te Whatu Ora announced that New Zealand is, quote, on the cusp, end quote, of a national outbreak of whooping cough, following rising statistics of cases. How much of a concern is this?
Yeah, it's a huge concern. I mean, if we look at the September figures, they talked about the ESR showing 187 cases being reported. So that's almost double August total of 75. And if you look backwards from that, in 2021, there were 41 cases, 22, 18, 23, 141. So, you know, already 2024 is looking at, over 300 cases. So we have to be very concerned about these figures.
Is this rise just something we're seeing here in Aotearoa, or are similar patterns occurring overseas?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, we haven't got a lot of data on hand that I can show you with the different countries around the world, but I think we have to remember that, for little old New Zealand, this is a serious condition, and I think that people forget that one in six of our wee ones, so sort of up to three months, can actually end up in intensive care with this, and some can even die. So, I think we need to focus on ourselves here and think about what we're going to do about it.
And have we seen similar outbreaks in the past here in New Zealand?
Not for some time. I mean, this is something which, who knows, with COVID there was a bit of protection when people are in lockdown, because of course it's spread very easily. So I think that what we're seeing is this rise, especially since 2020 in these cases, is something that we need to be really pushing for people to be vaccinated and also be extremely vigilant about.
You mentioned earlier before that whooping cough can cause some young children to end up in ICU. Yeah, what are some of the other dangers of whooping cough? It sounds like quite a very dangerous thing.
Yeah, it is. It is for our, especially our wee ones, and also because we have such, high rates of respiratory disease in our elderly people as well, it's something to be concerned about. So in babies under 6 months, they get a very persistent, there's a cough, they can stop breathing, they can go blue with a bad bout of coughing because of whooping cough. So they can end up in ICU and it lasts for quite some time as well. So the best advice we can give is you've got to get vaccinated.
And how contagious is the infection if a child is not vaccinated, for example?
Oh, it's very easy to catch. It's passed just from person to person by coughing or sneezing on, and they say that on average each person with whooping cough passes the infection on to 12 other people. So, that's why vaccination is so important.
And what is the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation urging for regarding these rising statistics?
Yep, vaccination is the best way to protect, and it protects others as well. Also, when you're pregnant, you can get vaccinated as well, and that can be passed on to your baby, some protection with that. So, we're just saying that you have to really look at getting these vaccinations done, and also then, of course, booster shots as well, because the whooping cough vaccine lasts about sort of 5 to 6 years. Yeah, I think the thing is just to not underestimate it. I mean, it is a highly contagious illness, and we really want to protect our tamariki, our mokopuna, so definitely get out there, get vaccinated, and the magazine that the foundation puts out, our quarterly magazine, has a really good, it's a free magazine, but it's also online, has a really good, a lot of information on there. We've got quite a specific article that talks all about whooping cough. So if you're interested to learn more about it, just have a look at the latest magazine.
That was the Chief Executive of the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation New Zealand, Letitia Harding, about the rising cases of whooping cough in the country and the organisation's concerns regarding this.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.